star is 100% appropriate since they openly reject, blaspheme, and hate the Lord Jesus Christ just as their fathers did.
And another bit of history to remember, if you look at the map, we have a map that shows historically the areas that used to be Palestine in 1946 and then the UN plan there. And then as it shrunk down to basically Gaza and the West Bank, right? And then present. So what does that show you, Martin, that the area where Palestinians are living has it grown increasingly smaller?
Well, absolutely. Of course, this is what it's all about. It's all about the land. And what this map shows you, and I must say it's pretty shocking when you present it in this way, what it clearly shows is that if there is no peace agreement between Palestinians and Israel, more of those green areas, more of that Palestinian land will be eaten up by Jewish settlements. The Palestinians say, if we don't have peace soon, we won't have a Palestine left.
And the Israelis say, we have every right to be in all of those areas.
Well, the Israelis say, look, you know, this is our homeland too, and we're Jews. We have the right to live anywhere, same as anywhere else in the world. We should be allowed to live anywhere we like. And that's hard to argue about, except it's taking the land of a future Palestinian state, which that's what the frustration and the violence is all about, for the most part, the occupation of their land.
Here we see that MSNBC, of all the useful idiots to expose this, blurting the truth out in their confusion to prove the point that many seem willfully to overlook. The transition and transformation from Palestine to Rothschild's modern-day Israel.
This particular Bible was published in 1905. Now, the reason I brought it out is that I want to show a map that's in this Bible. Now, mind you, the Scofield Bible was not published until 1913.
Right.
And I have in my office an original 1913 Scofield. This is a 1905 Bible.
Pre-Scofield.
Pre-Scofield, with no Scofield notes in it. So, you open it up, and this is on page 13. I mean, this thing's big. I want to show you. Here is a map of the Holy Land. And it says, what?
Oh, Palestine of the Holy Land.
They misspelled Israel.
No. Palestine.
Palestine.
Huh.
And all these Christian Zionists that tell me, Rick, there's never been a Palestine.
All right, so here's a still.
There it is.
Let's zoom in and show you here.
Yeah. So, yeah, you hear these people like John Hagee, there's never been a Palestine. Well, look at this Bible map from 1905.
And most Bibles,
yes,
from then had a map of
Palestine. We're showing you this just because I'm trying to break through the propaganda, the confusion, the lies that the Zionists have implanted in millions of minds of Christians in America and told them there's never been a place called Palestine. So with that in mind, do you know who lived in Palestine?
Palestinians?
Palestinians. Hmm. Palestinians. And Palestinians were Jewish, Christian,
and Muslim.
And Muslim.
Right. They weren't a particular faith. They were citizens of a particular country.
Palestine.
Palestine.
Jesus was a Palestinian. So Israel has never meant a political country. It's always meant the people of God. The called out ecclesia, the people of God. That's what Israel means. It's not a political country.
What are the prime ministers since the inception of Rothschild's Israel and who they really are?
I would bet you, if you did a DNA test for all the Palestinians and a DNA test for all the Israelis, the Palestinians have more actual genetic ties to that landmass than the Israelis, who are mostly Eastern European. This is every prime minister of Israel. First one, David Gurion, mm-hmm. Real name David Grun, born in Poland. Next one, Moshe Sheret, real name Moshe Shertok, born in Ukraine. Then Levi Eshkol, real name Levi Skolonik, born in Ukraine. Next one, Yigal Alon, real name Yigal Pikovich. Next one, Golda Meir, real name Golda Mabovich, born in Ukraine. Next one, Manachin Begin, real name Mazi Chekslaw Begum, born in Ukraine. So I can go on and on and on. Almost every single one of them has a fake name, and nearly every single one of them is actually from Eastern Europe. Even Netanyahu's real name is Milakovsky.
here we have an American journalist exposing the truth that Israeli leaders came from Eastern Europe, then changed their names and claimed the land of Palestine as their own. How is this anti-Semitism when they're not even Jewish?
Behind his iron grip on Israeli politics lies a long history of scandals that leads up to his current situation.
Here we go. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat
rocker. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I do want to let the people know in Colorado, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado, we will be there next week, August 14th at 6:30 at 10th Street Parish Avenue. Again, next week, we will be in Johnstown, Colorado, doing an event that night. Looking forward to my radio family out there, as well as my church family, as a matter of fact. So with that said, do check out our schedule if you want to know where we're going to be, so on and so forth. Also want to let you know real quick, we are booking out right now after September, so we have another three-month window after that. So now's the time to pick us up and bring us into your communities and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and concerning what it is that people need to do to stand up concerning what it is that is taking place in this country. So again, if you'd like to book us, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, what happened yesterday? Bradley, were you censored? Well, we're always being censored. By the way, so are you if you have a Christian patriotic voice. There's no question about it. But no, we weren't censored yesterday. The state of Minnesota, the internet went down throughout the whole state. Now, after that took place, I received a phone call from our server, and I asked him the question. I said, "So what's going on?" He said, "The whole state's down right now." I said, "Are you telling me that just one company or two companies or three companies has the ability to shut down all of our grid concerning internet?" And he said, "Yes." Folks, you need to pay attention to what's going on here. They have literally put themselves in the position where they can control every facet of our lives. So we need to think outside of that box, okay? We need to think outside of the box that they've created for us to think in. And that's exactly why we're being censored. That's exactly why we're being throttled. And we're going to continuously do that by putting up billboards, by doing ads, by getting out there and talking to our neighbors, which, of course, I need to share with you, of course. On top of that, yes, I just had an experience this morning taking care of business, ministry business, radio business this morning, driving around. Just started having a conversation with two guys behind a counter saying the exact same things that we're saying on this radio program. go down to the gas station, talk to somebody I've never met a day in my life, have the same conversation with them that I have with my radio family. Do you understand, Americans? The majority of the American people are saying the same exact things, and the issue is that the media has done somehow an effective job on the minds of the American people to basically close their mouths when they should open their mouths to speak to their neighbors. They don't want you. They want you divided so you're easily conquered. That's the old axiom, friends. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Talk to your neighbors, and you're going to find out 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, your neighbors are thinking the exact same thing you are, but for some reason or another, they're almost afraid to say anything. Don't be afraid. Hey, folks, never take counsel from your fears, and now is not the time to do that. Now is the time to stand up, because these corporations, along with the corrupt friends, are being protested nationwide. Stay on the offensive. Get off the defensive, friends. Start having conversations with your neighbors. Now, folks, I do want to talk about Look Behind What You Are Told. We always talk about that, but that was the title for the show today. I do want to highlight something really quick, because what we're noticing, folks, if it's not holistic doctors in the hundreds worldwide mysteriously disappearing and dying, guess what, friends? So are the scientists.
And then she turned up dead. That was in 2022. Then you have Michael David Hicks, whose work was connected to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Hicks dies in 2023, and details surrounding his death remain limited publicly, but his name becomes part of a growing list tied to high-level research. In 2024, former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Matthew James Sullivan is found dead. Interestingly, right before he could testify in a federal whistleblower case about UFOs.
So the people, I want to highlight this really quick. Ben Swan is highlighting what is going on here nationwide, how these people that work for NASA, those that are scientists, are mysteriously disappearing and dying. And they're going to testify against the very criminals that you know are criminals. And before you know it, they die mysteriously. Friends, you have these individuals that have the courage to stand up against the corrupt. We need to get behind them. But now what we're seeing is they're so encouraged now that they're just going to go ahead and murder those that testify. Americans, this is your last hope concerning the frontline workers and those that are actually on the cutting edge, as they would say. They're killing them. They're murdering them, friends. Again, we need to understand what's going on here.
Also in 2024, Frank Myhrvold, a senior engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, passed away. His work was on space instrumentation and detection of life on distant moons. His cause of death was never made public. No autopsy was ever performed. Another loss, another quiet headline. At this point, neither case is raising eyebrows nationally, right? But then we move to 2025, and that's where things get really bizarre. During the last year alone, we saw over a half dozen disappearances and or deaths tied to our nuclear industry. In May, when Anthony Chavez, a researcher at the Los Alamos nuclear facility, went missing. Reports say he just simply walked off without any of his personal belongings. Then you have Monica Reza, who disappeared in June of that same year, 2025. Also worked at Los Alamos nuclear facility as a NASA senior aerospace engineer, helping create a special alloy for rockets. She went missing while out on a hike. 4 days later, Melissa Kaisis would also be reported missing, also in New Mexico. Also reportedly got up and walked off without any personal belongings. Do you see the trend here? And then she turned up dead. That was
okay, so folks, you understand what's going on. Those that are willing to stand up and tell the American people the truth, they're being murdered off. This happened during the pandemic too, concerning all of the doctors that were speaking out against the pandemic and the crisis that was created by the corrupt, along with those in the pharmaceutical companies. Again, for those that didn't know, the pharmaceutical companies were going bankrupt, friends. And in 2015, they were to incur an investigation concerning the CDC and other pharmaceutical companies and oversights because of fraud. Because one of the CEOs came forward and said that they need to be investigated for what they mean to bring about concerning another crisis. Well, we can all see 2021 comes around. Instead of the government actually investigating itself, what did we find? Nope, they didn't do an investigation. They empowered them to go ahead and assail the people on a worldwide basis. Okay, and all those doctors, many of those doctors, not all of them, but many of those doctors, friends, were murdered off. And we were warned that this was coming. Well, guess what, friends? We're here now. We are under the seven times increase of judgments concerning what's going on in this country because the people still aren't listening and they're still not taking heed to the judgments and the statutes by keeping the commandments of the Lord in dealing with the corrupt. Again, common sense comes into play. What happens when you let a criminal off? He commits another crime, and it's exactly what they're fitting to do again, and they are. We'll be right back.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content, yes, you, to spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. It changed my life.
And it's all happening here.
Come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people.
This is where I belong.
We've got funding.
It opened so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Are other people praying for you?
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cat.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Dave Krieger, host of the Krieger Files and station manager of WEAG-FM serving Stark, Florida and surrounding areas. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio is a regular feature on this radio station as Bradley's ministry has touched tens of thousands of people who need to know the truth and know the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for that and Bradley Dean, we are thankful. Keep up the Lord's work, my friend.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Do want to let you know if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. Stick to the topic, please. We're going to be cruising through some of the things that we need to catch up on. 281-845-4704. Also check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to both those pages. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, folks, really quick, the Lord says in Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not murder. Okay? Thou shalt not murder. And we know the fulfilling of the law, Matthew 22:37, that we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? That's the first. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Correct? That's love. Yeah, absolutely. But it's interesting that America has lost that The 81% that profess to be the Lord's, the children of the apostate is what we call them, they have forgotten that the Lord is not okay with their government that represents them through delegated authority, cannot act and assume authority that's never been given unto them out of their scope of authority. And it's exactly what they've been doing for a long time. 80 million babies dead because the people didn't stand up when they should have. They allowed an oligarchy for few to rule over many concerning this topic. Now, I'm saying that for the purpose that the Lord said, don't do it. And then in Proverbs 6:17, he says, these are one of the six things that the Lord hates. No, seven. He hates hands that shed innocent blood. Now, if you ever have taken the time to read the Word of God, maybe I'm the only Bible you've ever read before or heard before, and I'm honored to be a part of that in service to you and to convey that message by God and His Holy Spirit, you do need to understand that when innocent blood is shed in a land, according to 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings, did you know that the Lord said to Josiah, and I've said this before, but I want to say it again because it's timely, and I'll show you why in just a moment. But did you know that the Lord said to Josiah, he said, you know what? I'm happy that you did all that you've done. You've discovered my law and you've applied it. You've cleaned the land out. But the Lord said in 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings, he said, but... He said, and also for the innocent blood that has been shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, the Lord said that he would not pardon when innocent blood is shed in a land. In other words, there will be judgment upon the people that give it a pass. You can, again, you can pray all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is your prayers are going to be like a rock hitting a wall. Because the Lord said what he said, and it's exactly what's happening in America today. What am I talking about, Bradley? Look at this, folks. Massachusetts bill. Here we have these lesbians that have had abortions, that hate themselves, that take it out on their fruits, namely the babies within their wombs. They murder them. Then what they're doing, the corrupt highlight them, and then they install them into positions of government to do the unthinkable so everybody drinks the wrath of God. And what am I talking about? Massachusetts bill would give preference to Muslim applicants for state jobs. Now, just wait a second. You're going to say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Because I want you to see this. Massachusetts House passing and passes bill allowing abortion to birth for any reason. Do you understand that these are the women that are guilty of abortion, of murdering their own babies? If you can see on social media platforms right now, I'm saying this for the sake of my affiliates, there is a woman with her thumbs up. She is elated that they get to murder babies all the way up until birth. Do you understand that you're allowing these one and these twos and these threes to bring judgment upon yourselves and your posterity? Well, let me go back to what I was highlighting here. Did you know that there was 18 states in the United States of America where your said governors wanted to allure Muslims into this country, which are paid mercenaries? That's the history of who they are. And it's exactly what they're doing in the present in America today. I hope you're seeing this, but what you need to see is 18 governors wanted to allure Muslims into America that want to dismember you, behead you, cut your throat. Oh, folks, read the Quran. They want to pour scalding water on your head. Oh, the list goes on. Everything that you've allowed said doctors to do to innocent babies, your own children. What you've allowed them to do to your own children, it's exactly what the Muslims mean to do to you. That's why I highlighted this. Oh, what's your point with the 18 governors? Did you know that the equivalence of 80 million babies is equivalent to 18 states? I just want to make clear that you understand the Lord said he would not pardon what you think you're going to pray about. Will you hide behind your prayers, which are an abomination, the Bible says in Proverbs 28. You're lawless. You allow the workers of iniquity to murder your own children. The Lord said, you will be repaid. There will be recompense under the heads of those that tolerate it as accomplices to the crime. Massachusetts bill would give preference to Muslim applicants for state jobs. Oh, my goodness. If only people would listen to Bradley. And I'm not talking about me in as a point of reference. I'm talking about me referencing the Word of God so that you might understand history so it does not repeat itself. It's coming, folks. It's coming. Let me go over here and show this to you because I remember highlighting this. And it's a video of a little boy that his parents went in and took him during the pandemic. And they gave him three shots. Three shots. And before you knew it, he was hospitalized, thrown into a bed, and he's convulsing erratically like something you've never seen in all of your life. These are our kids. These are they're using your kids as guinea pigs, people. These are children. Okay? Three said vaccinations. And this is the fruit, and we highlighted this over and over, and we started showing people all across the country the shots and the effects of these mRNA death jabs. And I was looking this morning, and it was like interesting because a doctor was highlighting the fact that Bill Gates said, you know what, this is a good start concerning the 30 million people that are now dead. That's what he said. This is a good start. It's not like he's not already said he wants to depopulate the planet, folks. He's already said it. Now he's done it. And now he's saying it's a good start. It's a good start. Isn't this the guy buying up land? Isn't this the guy dropping mosquitoes all over the place that are infected to infect the people? Oh my goodness, folks. This is what it looks like when you leave off God's commandments and his judgments and his statutes. And your civil government should have rounded them up a long time ago, but they haven't. Because the people hadn't pressured them to. And what do? You get to go ahead and watch this little dog and pony show. Nothing more than smoke and mirrors and a bunch of clowns in a circus of politics doing nothing but what? Appeasing the American people because you want to believe that the best that you have, they're going to go after Tony Fauci and all of these other bad guys. And it never happens. And it never happens because the people don't see it through. Because the people sit back and they give a pass to it. And then what they do is they begin to go ahead and disperse and disseminate and promulgate lies to the people saying, you know what, there's nothing we can do about it. They're the elites. How come our said representatives never bring justice? Because you never bring justice to your said representatives that do nothing but appease you. That's why. And you have the provision to do it. Some watching me and saying to me, boy, why is this guy so radical? Radical? Did you hear what I said? 30 million people are dead today, and nobody's been brought to justice. Your said representatives in the halls of government, which you have not voted in, and you know you haven't voted them in, happy because they can murder babies up until birth? And you sit there and you do nothing. You do nothing. I think of John the Baptist going out and about and crying in the wilderness, trying to get people to wake up, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I can only imagine how many people thought he was a madman until Jesus shows up on the scene and says he was the greatest prophet born of women. You had no idea that that was one that went forth in the power of Elijah. Oh my goodness, people. Judgment cometh. Judgment cometh to the people of this country. Let me say it again. Judgment cometh to the people of this country because of what they tolerate. And it infuriates me to no end. And it should you too. Folks, what's radical is what you tolerate. And I've said it before. I don't mean to offend people. I love people. Absolutely, I love people. If I didn't, I wouldn't put myself on this cross every day and proclaim the message that I do. But I don't mean to purposely offend you, but I'm offended by what so many of you tolerate. I mean, look what happens when the American people stand up and say, no, it stops. Let's clean house lawfully, people. We need to clean house in Jesus' name. We'll be right back.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org That's Liberty Sentinel, SENTINEL.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Oh, my goodness, folks. Hey, folks, some will say, Bradley, why did you bring up John the Baptist? I don't know. Holy Ghost, why did you bring up John the Baptist? The one that went before all the Pharisees. Who are the Pharisees? Luke 7:30, those that called themselves the children of God that rejected the counsel of God against themselves, just like when I'm talking to the American people, for the most part. They reject the counsel of God against themselves. They assure themselves that they're okay. That's why they listen to all these false teachers. That's why they go into the corners to find someone that will itch their itching ears and tell them things that they want to hear because they don't want to repent. Right? Well, folks, I'm right now showing a video of a young man, again, trembling, convulsing. And I'll tell you, it really bothers me to no end, because if that was my kid, which he is my brother, he is my little brother, and I am my brother's keeper, I would be unhinged. I'd be unhinged. But again, the American people are somehow or another entertained by this. And for the life of me, I don't understand that. I want to go over and show you something I tried to share with you yesterday, but obviously the internet went down, and I'm going to get it in here one way or another. But this girl, she had a boyfriend, she loved him a whole bunch, and she's going to tell you the story. It's real quick. Her name is, and she'll share, Sage Steele had her on her show. Her name is Gina Carano, and she was fired from Disney, and she was canceled in Hollywood because she would not go along with the crisis during that particular time. So I want to highlight this, and go ahead and listen to this, friends. It's very moving. It truly is.
Mine, so somehow he didn't know what I was standing for and not forcing vaccinations on people. And he said, oh, I said, you didn't, did you get the vaccine? And he said, yeah, I got the vaccine and got the Pfizer. You know, I need to be ready if you ever need me to come overseas. I was like, Anthony, I didn't get it. And he was like, oh. And we joked around about it a little bit. And the next day he passed away. So when people ask
me, she's crying,
if I would have done anything different.
Listen to what she would do different after she lost her friend. She said, I would have screamed.
I would have screamed so much louder.
Louder, friends.
Screamed what?
Not into silence. Louder.
Everything I was saying, from lockdowns to masks to vaccines, question everything. Do not allow these people to force this on you. Pay attention. I would have screamed it. So I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for what I said, for what I posted, for what I was standing for, what I was screaming for, or trying to scream for. Like, I'm not sorry. Sorry. He's not online.
Another woman crying out because there's no leadership among the men. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. What about the flock cameras? I'm just bringing the attention, friends. I'm bringing this information so you understand the severity of what's going on here. I'm going to play some audio video here for you from Dr. John Padfield. And he's asking the question, where did our said representatives ever get delegated authority from the people to implement these cameras? Hey, folks, ask yourself, where did they get that authority to do that? You never gave them authority. Archibald MacLean said, you cannot exceed the power prescribed by the Constitution. They have. We will disregard it and punish you for the attempt. That's the language of our forefathers. That's the language of those that went before us that wouldn't tolerate it. See, when you tolerate it, then they do it because you let them get away with it. Listen to this one. D. Flock in Idaho.
Consent, and I've talked to so many people, nobody else gave their consent. When something is done without our knowledge, by definition, if I didn't know about it, I didn't consent to it.
Yeah.
And so what you're describing as the Flock playbook, I think that is something really important that we need to be discussing, how they are finding sneaky ways around public comment periods.
Okay, so he's talking about Dr. John Padfield is I never gave my consent to the said representatives to bring up these flock cameras so they can create a surveillance system in the United States of America. And then he looks at his guests and he said, did you? And he said, no, I didn't either. Americans, let me ask you something. Did you? No. Then what's happening, friends, is they're assuming authority that was never given to them. That's criminal. Yeah, let me show you this one because I think it gets more intense here, and I think you need to hear this. This is a woman confronting one of the boards at a local city council. And again, listen carefully.
Institute for Justice, there have been at least 24 known cases of romantic stalking by law enforcement officers around the country using flock cameras. This was obviously illegal in these jurisdictions, and most of these officers have been criminally charged since being caught. But the terrifying part is that most of them were not caught through internal audits or investigations, they were caught because the victims came forward and reported that they were being stalked.
So it's already being abused, just like that of none other than the TSA. They implement it. They say it's for your security, only to find out what they've done, friends, is post individuals there through a pretended authority to violate you all the more than what you were being violated before. That's really the truth of the matter. Remember these flock cameras, friends. This is all the excuse of crime. This is all the excuse of putting a stop, say they, to those violent criminals. Keep in mind, those violent criminals are out there doing what they're doing 100 times, 120 times over. So the very people that are pointing their finger at violent criminals as the excuse as to why we need to survey everybody, you better understand they're there because they failed to enforce the laws in the first place against the violent criminal the very first time. That's who's responsible for these flock cameras. Now I want to go over to China right now because I see this information comes out weeks and months and years sometimes after me and Tim share it with you, the morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen carefully as to what this individual says because he's going to give you a three-minute download as to what these are all about and what's going on over in China right now, which they mean to implement here in America. Listen carefully.
The Chinese digital surveillance system.
If you go to China... they're piloting it a few years ago in Shenzhen. So I lived overseas. If you go to Shenzhen, back in 2017, they already had facial recognition cameras there. So if you jaywalked in Shenzhen, they would immediately detect that and send you a notification. And they would deduct money from your what they call WeChat account. They use two main apps, WeChat and Alipay. So you can actually deduct your money directly from your account. This is 4 years ago. So this is not like some sort of conspiracy theory. It's not something that's going to happen 10 years into the future. This happened pre-corona in China. And so this system in China that exists, it's extremely advanced. They can detect if it's a man or a woman. They can guess your age. They can detect what kind of car model it is, who the manufacturer is. This is the sort of technology that we see in all these dystopian sort of films and whatever. And people keep putting it off and thinking that this is something that's going to happen later in my kids' lifetime or my grandkids. It's already here. And if this gets implemented anywhere, especially in a Western nation, it's not going away. Israel is already talking about the fourth shot. Then they're going to be going to herpes, and they're going to ask if you're gay. They're going to be asking if you ate three pizzas this week because it's unhealthy. If you buy certain books in certain countries, your country doesn't like you. You'll lose points in the social credit score system. So this is already the reality of the world in certain places, and we need to be aware of that if we don't want that or if we do. And to be perfectly honest, anybody who wants his vaccine passport, it's a misnomer. It's total control. Everything you do or don't do will be calculated to the point where if they can detect your GPS signal, if you have a phone on you, they can detect who you're hanging out with. Oh, you're hanging out with somebody that said something bad 9 years ago on Weibo, okay, like a Chinese equivalent to Facebook or something like that, right? Oh, you lose 2 points. Oh, you bought Japanese books. You lose 5 points because you don't like Japan. This is what is going to come here because it's already there.
And we're doing that a little bit with contact tracing for COVID, aren't we? So that they can see where you're at and who you're with.
The simple reality is that the technology that CSIS has and all these big tech corporations, they already know where you are. It's just that they don't want to shock the system too much and admit that they have it. Edward Snowden revealed all this back in 2013. He fled to Hong Kong. They wouldn't keep him there. So now he's in Russia.
Yeah.
But the NSA has all of your information. They know your Google searches from like February 9th, 2004 in a bunker in Colorado.
Help me, Rhonda.
Right. Trouble. Right. They have all this information. So but they don't, like in the U.S., they have the Fourth Amendment. They can't. They're not supposed to track you forever.
Now add in these new flock cameras. All the new data centers going up. You think that's what they're trying to do here?
Yep, folks, come on, we got to wake up. That's all I can do is share the information. I can't do anything more, and I can't do anything less. And I'm telling you, friends, I am exhausted. I am tired as an individual having to bring this information to the American people day by day by day by day who believe that somehow or another they're said representatives, the very ones that are creating the problems, are somehow or another going to come in and offer up and play the problem solvers to the rest of us and suggest and deceive ourselves into believing that they're the good guys. Nope. Nope, they're not. Folks, remember what we talked about the other day, the guys that have been sold as the good guys. They're wearing the same jersey as the guys that basically set things up for them concerning the preceding administration. And they play back and forth and forth and back. There's no difference. It's a uniparty system. And my goodness, for your own sake, for the sake of your wives and the sake of your children, will you wake up and understand where this is coming from? This isn't coming from a foreign enemy, friends, from without. It's happening from within. And our forefathers warned us of this a long time ago. And you say, well, Bradley, you're just a little boy crying wolf. Nonsense. Tell me one thing here, in all sincerity, because I think about this, and it's important to be accurate here. Over the last 30 years, the last 25, 26 years I've been on radio, you go back to one show that either myself or Tim has broadcasted where we didn't hold true to the word of God, we're not now dealing with what we tried to warn you of. I think the voice that you hear from here is so foreign to you because someone's actually giving you what it is that you don't want to hear, and that's what this is about. The American people need to start to listen to what it is that they need to listen to. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Monk calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Monk. What say you, my friend?
Thank you. Thank you, Greg. I have 2 points. I heard out of the mouth Tuesday that Trump was going to give tariffs back to the importers of foreign goods. I thought tariffs was the only way the federal government could fund itself. When did that law change?
When they wanted it to. See, they're demigods, yeah, no. They think. They act as if they're a government unto themselves.
Chime in on this.
Yes. Okay.
But I heard also out of Nate Friedman, an economist or a researcher on false flags, he said that the Beirut, Lebanon barracks was blown up by the Hezbollah.
Yeah.
But we had a hearing on that, and Joe Biden was the point man. We knew an Israeli operative formed that whole situation. They drove onto the base.
Yep.
The weapons would take live ammo was taken out of the guards' hands.
Yep.
They drove on. They clamped the truck against the barracks, killing 326 Marines in their sleep.
Yep, our
not
boys.
120.
Yep. Yep.
276 were black.
Yep.
And they drove off in the getaway truck.
Well, and when you put it in that perspective, that was all by design, no question about it. Yeah, yeah.
And guess what?
Go ahead.
Netanyahu was 33 at the time.
That's
we're
right.
We're the same age.
That's right. Yeah. I was going to say.
He was an Israeli operative?
Yes, I was going to say that to you, Monk. And I don't mean to jump in jump in on what you're sharing with us in the sense of steal your fire. But I do want to say that Netanyahu is actually the one that was being shouted down by his own people in Rothschild's modern day Israel today for being the creator of Hezbollah. And what they do is people don't understand. They create these monsters and they use them for their political ends. And that's exactly what you're highlighting.
If you examine the details of the caboose on the border of what was infiltrated and the family shot up on that border, it's the same thing they did at the barracks in Beirut.
Yep. Yep. Monk. I appreciate you, guy. I just you got me thinking in a direction that I wasn't thinking. But here, listen to this. There is no Al-Qaeda. The so-called Al-Qaeda that we see are actually, it's really kind of hard to see, friends. KGIRs along with Mossad. And remember, the Mossad was created shortly after the CIA. And it goes on, CIA and RAW led and trained mercenary gangs like TTP, who poses Islamic jihadist and create justification for global information war and propaganda launch a new war against another Muslim country. So they're creating enemies. They're creating these agencies. Okay. Then they blame their political opposition and then they cast it into the minds of certain people in countries that they want to take control of, to go to war on their behalf, just like what Monk just said, okay? The truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, and any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified... Boy, that's kind of difficult to see. An identified and unified international leadership for a war against terrorists. They created the terrorists. The country behind this propaganda is the United States of America. This coming from former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who mysteriously died in the mountains. Spending a little time alone. He just happens to die in the mountains. Folks, what Monk just said, friends, is exactly right. And again, we're seeing the same thing. I think if people pull the curtain back, I think they understand who's behind the Muslims. And I've highlighted this before, and I'll highlight it again. And I want to highlight it for you so you can see it right now. But here again is Rabbi David Tauto. I hope I'm saying that right. But he said that the Jewish Messiah will only appear. So they denounce Christ. Okay, just like the Pharisees of the day, this is the spirit that Jesus was rebuking in John 8:44. He said, the Jewish Messiah will only appear once Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. He goes on and says, so I ask you, is it good news that Islam invades Europe? Yeah, they hate Goyim. Okay, that's me and you, white people. It's excellent news. He said, Islam is the broom of Israel. Every single time the curtain is pulled back concerning what's going on, friends, who does it lead to? It leads right back to this guy. His name is Mylakowski. Every single time. In Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Lithuania, Netherlands, Norway, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, many countries that would arrest Netanyahu for an international war criminal. He's the one behind it. I want to go back over here, and since Monk brought this up, I want you to listen carefully concerning the 9/11 dancing Israelis. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I'll play this, and we'll see how far we can get into this. But again, folks, pay attention to who's behind the curtain. Another question is, who runs, who has handlers in the federal and state governments, more so than your said representatives? Who are their handlers? AIPAC. Okay? Now listen to what's going on here. Check this out.
Country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
Their purpose was to document the event? But how could they possibly have known what event they were documenting at that point, before the second plane strike, when those few who even knew about the situation had assumed it to be an accident or pilot error? And when did they arrive at the parking lot to document the event anyway? The FBI reports show how the men gave confused and often conflicting accounts of when and how they learned about what was happening and when
they
arrived at the parking lot.
These are the five Israeli dancing Israelis.
Or the owner even said they had arrived there shortly after 8 a.m., which would have been 45 minutes before the attacks even began. This is in line with one of the eyewitnesses that had placed their Urban Moving Systems van at the parking lot at 8 a.m. How could they have been in place and ready to document the event unless they knew what was about to happen? Any way you cut it, this story is unbelievable. Men with documented connections to Israeli intelligence and working in the United States without appropriate permits were detained after having been caught celebrating the attack on the World Trade Center at a time when no one knew that the WTC strike was an attack. So surely these men are locked behind bars to this day, right? Surely they were transferred to Guantanamo and held without trial for 15 years as part of the War on Terror, weren't they? No. They were immediately transferred to federal custody, held for 71 days, and then deported back to Israel. The owner of the Urban Moving Systems company that had employed them, Dominic Suter, was investigated by the FBI too. They concluded that Urban Moving may have been providing cover for an Israeli intelligence operation, and even seized records and computer systems from the company's offices. When they went back to question him again on September 14th, he had fled back to Israel. And what about the dancing Israelis' pictures themselves? The Justice Department destroyed their copies on January 27th, 2014. And these intelligence agents on
an
intelligence mission
here,
who were there to document the event of 9/11 before anyone knew 9/11 was taking place? Don't worry, they were just spying on Arab terrorists.
And while the FBI or certain sources might believe that, in fact, they were Israeli intelligence, they don't believe that the U.S. was a target, that they were actually investigating Muslim groups?
They believe if this was an intelligence operation by Israel, that it was focused on the Islamic groups and charities that raise money for groups that are considered by U.S. law enforcement and others terrorist groups. And you'll note that after September 11th, the U.S. moved on many of these groups with indictments, arrests, raids on their headquarters, something that hadn't happened prior to this.
These are groups that Israel believes have been funding Hamas and other terrorist organizations.
Groups that are responsible for most of the suicide bombings there.
Yep, so they create the monsters, they cast them into our minds, they incite our boys to go to war on their part, only to what? Bring forth profits at the expense of our blood and our boys' blood. And folks, again, it needs to stop because, as a matter of fact, I got tons of information on this right now. But what we need to do is we need to look behind what we're being told because it keeps going back to the same individual and the same group of people. And his name is Mylakowski. Folks, it's Mylakowski. Let me say it again. He's been sold to you as Netanyahu. It's not his name. He's not Jewish. He is Polish. He's not from Rothschild's Israel, geographically. He's from Poland, and he's trying to sell himself to the people worldwide that he is Jewish when in fact he is not. So how can you be, in fact, friends, anti-Semite when the guy's not even Jewish, and yet they're the ones pushing anti-Semitism more than anybody else? If you want to find out who means to control you, find out just exactly to the degree of who you can't talk out against. That's why they're attacking. And this has been going on for a long, long time, people. And they lost the narrative furthermore. So we need to get busy. Again, folks, we need to take responsibility. We need to get right before the Lord. In Jesus' name, and we'll talk to you in 23.